and rough up the motherfucking house. Hope y'all niggas hearing this right. We go in. Look at what we leaving behind. We back at square one, riding with nothing to ride for. Dying for nothing worth dying for. The blind lead the blind with a blindfold. With eyes wide shut, save mine up, cause nothing ever lasts forever. Never nothing out of my reach. We blast whoever. I can split a motherfucker from his ass to his last thought. Shit talk, then stomp through the asphalt. It's your fault, we tow truck for your outline. In due time, you'll find the world is mine. So I listen to the rhetoric, jealousy, and the ignorance. Can't stop me, nigga, my mind too militant. God bless me with a chin and a heavy right-left combination. I don't cave your face in, so don't make me hurt you. Patience is virtue. They only got a few of us left. What a mess. And rough up the motherfucking house. Hope y'all niggas hearing this right. We going. What a mess. And rough up the motherfucking house.
Turn me up.
Hope y'all niggas hearing this right. We going.
Now it's 2002, where kids do whatever the fuck they wanna do. Huh, sad but true. Wanna take another life like it's the thing to do. Shit, we the biggest gang, flagging red, white, and blue, baby. Designer drugs, pimps and thugs. Can't shoot innocent folks, hit with slugs. One day it's gonna all make sense. Till then, use your brains and your strength. It's your best defense. Come on.
Fuck the motherfucking house. Hope y'all niggas hearing this right. We going.
What a mess.
And rough up the motherfucking house. Hope y'all niggas hearing this right. We going.
What a mess. Ladies and gentlemen, broadcast a lot to you and yours. It's Mr. X to the Z exhibit. First day of the rest of my life. Stand behind the mic like Walter Cronkite. Y'all keep the spotlight. I'm keeping my bombs tight. Lose sight of what you believe and call it a night. This ain't the lightweight cake mix shit that you're used to. Teflon territory, you just can't shoot through. You gon' shoot who? Not even on your best day. Rolling the Wild West way, giving it up. Leaving the whole world stuck, not giving a fuck. Late in the cut, now we break through in the rut. Come on, it's here, orange juice, baby, fill up a cut. Quick to grab Mary Jane by the butt and squeeze. Loosen up, let your head down and join the festivities. Overcrowd the house like lockdown facilities. Bitches be quick to give me brains while I push the rain. Going up and down my dick like the stock exchange. X. Rearrange the whole game with my rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the seat and we all in the family. X. Rearrange the whole game with my rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the seat. Since exhibit can spit, been on some pimp shit. Approach every woman like a potential mistress. Shine bright, make sure that X stay tight. Cause tonight I might meet my next ex-wife. Mr. Big Chief Reaper. Exhibit uses dick like a visa. I run it through and money come out. Run in your mouth, I have somebody run in your house. Rower your sponsor, have a little fun in the couch. It was bound to happen. I can't give you what you lacking. Whenever you hear them other niggas rapping, rocking chains, stadiums, palladiums, crack craniums. My whole skeleton is dipped in titanium. Drop top, 10 and on 20s. Using rappers like crash test dummies. Stacking real estate and money. It's funny how things change overnight when you thinking right. I beat the odds like I beat on his first wife.
X. Rearrange the whole game with my rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the seat and we all in the family. Rearrange the whole game with my rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the team, we all in the family.
What an event, we hardcore 100%. Making this dick, Los Angeles, probably presents the real deal. How does it feel? No special effects. Take the chain off your neck, demand the respect. Now all your conversations sound strange to me. Seems like everybody around me done changed but me. I stand alone on my own 2 feet. Stab a track, strangle the beat. Restless, no time for sleep. Niggas be weak, I'm concrete like Benjamin Grimm. It's a very thin line between a foe and a friend. Straight to the chin.
Not these niggas again.
Call back, bounce to the spot, slide right in. I ain't trying to see nothing but progress. Regardless, home of the heartless. Move right, remain cautious. Represent nothing but the hustle and struggle. Hennessy rock, plenty of ice, make it a double and scream.
Rearrange the whole game with a rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the city, we all in the family. Rearrange the whole game with my rugged sound. X. Won't even say your own name when I come around. X. Stay on top but remain from the underground. X. To the city, we all in the family.
I've been this way and I can't stop. Hands on the ball and I won't drop.
No.
half-ass rhymes that you can't rock to. It ain't cause I want to, it's cause I got to.
Get a grip while the getting is good. Before the game is 10% skill and 90% Hollywood. I don't need that, I don't believe that. Everybody gon' get hurt. If I do dirt, I flirt with the idea of quitting the game. Nah, I'ma evolve, continue to change and take brains, balls, and backbone to get it on and keep it on. We're keeping it moving, the inches on. So I spit about it, whatever I feel about it. I'm just being real about it. X get hot, nigga, forget about it. Speech don't fail me now. Dedicated to the enemies and friends that hold me down.
We back online, we ain't too bad. We deal, we act, we multiply. We stay on the grind until we die.
And back for more, cause we can't get enough.
Fuck the rest, accept no less. Go ahead, check the game, be my guest. Some brand new and heavy to get off my chest. Win time after time till there ain't none left. Hard hat, punch the clock, back to work. I'm bigger, stronger, faster, built to hurt. Everybody and anybody who come to my party like they ready to get rowdy and touch somebody. Who's that nigga y'all came to see?
Facts.
Often imitated but cannot be.
Facts.
What's next? Collect respect like paycheck. Straight to the bank with my bitch and have safe sex. What do you believe in? I believe in seizing the moment, living and dying. I spit with a vengeance, here for redemption. Been around forever, y'all cats were just too blind to listen.
We back online, we came too bad. We deal, we act, we multiply. We stay on the grind until we die.
And back for more, cause we can't get enough.
It ain't my fault.
We keep dropping hits, and you can't spit like this. So I'm taking your bitch.
It ain't shit changed.
We gon' bang like this, and I'm drinking this fifth. We still don't take no shit.
I got a sixth sense that tells me you ain't worth 6 cents. I'm sick with my sixth sense. What up, Doc? I'm getting down to business. Crooked ass the cops to the Rampart District. Lose yourself in the music. Move it or lose it. Abuse it. Let's booze it. Please don't confuse it with the next man. It's the X-Man rolling. Stand firm, solid as the ground I'm holding. Make mine golden. Permanent state issue. Stack with the wealth that you can't take with you. Long range missile. If we got issues, I'ma squeeze the shit. Nobody gonna miss you. I'ma keep swinging till the medics come get you. I'm busy. Stay off my line. You can't get through. Peep the design from the mastermind. Yo, Dre, bring that shit back one more time.
We back online, we came too bad. We deal, we act, we multiply. We stay on the grind until we die.
And back for more, cause we can't get enough.
We back online, we came too bad. We deal, we act, we multiply. We stay on the grind until we die.
And back for more, cause we can't get enough.
Some call that a problem, but I call it a gift. Exhibit make the whole continent shift. Hell, you invade your territory in a blaze of glory. A soldier story, living off nothing but instinct. Bitch niggas continue to floss and lip sync. And I'ma just continue to float, but rocking a boat. Probably smoke $300,000 in dope. Don't make my Desert Eagle bearer touch the back of your throat. Always approach niggas that's known for killing your folks. Be surprised who could turn around and bust on y'all. Catch your mother or your sister coming out of the mall. Bang hoes through their coats and they Macy bags. No retaliation. Creation is basically running with facts. In these streets, you only good as your last transaction. Funny style, and these niggas ain't laughing. Y'all got it all fucked up in 00. Think life is a video for last action heroes. Face the price you pay for the games you play. When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, you gotta get your walk on, get your head right. I know you feeling this shit, shit is dead right. Get your brown song, back that ass up. Bitch, pass me the bottle, fill your glass up. Get your walk on, get your head right. I know you're feeling this shit. Shit is dead right. Get your brows on. Back that ass up. Bitch, pass me the bottle. Fill your glass up. Judge and jury, don't get your case dismissed. When I get pissed, it's smashed through the makeshift. Uplift, thump this, make your shit knock. Hypnotical, hard rock that don't flop. It's the best thing, cracker, my nigga. Lot of rappers talking, flash the trigger, but don't ever deliver. From the home of the toe tag, low riders in body bags. Earthquakes, police with automatics and nerve gas. Learn fast or get left behind quick. You testify, you get wrapped in plastic. Exhibit, turn your SUV into a casket. Melt your body parts in a tub full of sulfuric acid. Drag measures we take just to get by. For all the shit you gotta go through to get high. Stand by, do or die for the West Coast. Wanna fuck with exhibit but can't come close. Motherfuckers, get your walk on, get your head tight. Come on. I know you're feeling this shit, the shit is dead right. Get your bounce on, back that ass up. Bitch, pass me the bottle, fill your glass up. Get your walk on, get your head tight. I know you're feeling this shit, the shit is dead right. Get your bounce on, back that ass up. Bitch, pass me the bottle.
Sorry, I'ma win so much. We'll be right back. son was born about 4.5 years ago. Loved and protected him, amazing how fast they grow. I came to know about his likes and his dislikes. Video games taught him how to ride his first bike. This is the life, my little nigga. I see you getting all upset when I'm leaving the house, pal. Let me tell you about trying to make it in this world and provide for you. Cause on them overseas plane rides, I miss you too. Never knew that I would have to be away so much. $5,000 phone bills, keeping in touch. We start skiing huts, we partners for life. I rock mics, so I'm sorry when I hug you if I squeeze too tight. Long nights in the studio, take me away. Getting mad cause I'm tired and you want me to play. Money can't replace time, I'm just trying to get you out of the firing line and expand your mind a little now. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Look, sorry I'm away so much. Understand me? Yeah. It's for you. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Look, sorry I'm away so much. Keep it gangsta. Look, I got a brother locked down. He be out in a couple. Knuckle for knuckle, a veteran and nothing but muscle. Now broadcasting live from behind the walls. Staying tight through long kites and telephone calls. Get hype when you see your brother on TV. Can't wait for your release so you can roll with me. Arrange everything exactly how it's supposed to be. For right now, here's a 1,000 J. Stay low key. You say, damn exhibit, why don't you pay your nigga a visit? Time limits got me moving 1,000,000 miles a minute. Knee deep in it, gotta strike while the iron is hot. Still gotta eat and keep the lights on when it's night. Sleeping on cots, bullet wounds got you a knot. I wish I was there to snatch you up instead of the cops. Motherfucker, do the time and get it out of the way. You going from convict to corporate nigga in one day.
In one day.
Yeah. Keep it moving. Look, sorry I'm away so much. All the daughters, all the sons around the world. Yeah.
It's for you.
It's for you and you.
Yeah.
You. Sorry I'm away so much.
Been this hot before, no. So in essence it's obvious I ain't never been this out before. I'm spending 25, 8 days, 366 times a year up in the studio, freaking the mixing rhymes in here. Nothing but beer, bud smoke, hen and coke, women and sheer, calling player niggas dear. Not the kind of place I really want to bring my son. Get on, little day, go on and have you some fun. Used to be the cooker, be up in there sewing your clothes while I'm with you on the PlayStation showing your codes. Hit the X button, stupid, forward, left, right, X. Now I'm trying to get your college fund busting with X.
Get that kid, no, don't do that, mama, cause that be back. Here go your baba, pampers, cashy heaven, you can see that. You trying to figure out why that talking to you through this glass on the phone. Ooh, I slapped the bitch and then she snitched, but I be home.
Come on.
Can't keep me away. Just can't stay away.
Sorry I'm away so much.
Baby girl.
I'm the Golden State heavyweight. Being underrated gave me time to create. Can you relate? I renovate straight out the gate. Carry my weight, but seeing to receive nothing but hate. Millionaire snatching crumbs off my little son plate. Kidnapped, locked in the trunk and shot in the face. No hoes, no clothes, no one showing up for my shows. You know how it goes, I might as well kick it at home. But my baby mama hate my guts and can't stand me. Packed up, moved out, started a new family. So all this struggling for what? So I can blow up, marry a slut, but can't watch my seed grow up? Fuck that, just the fucking thanks I get for trying to entertain assholes and feed my bitch. Yo, I feel like my whole life is upside down. Cause you feel more support than I'm seeing my child. It's like
every day I wake up, another drama. It's a wonder I'm alive, surviving is karma. If I can hold on to my private life for 5 minutes longer, I might get my wife to let go with a sniper. This karma without these cameras and our faces like animals. For your channel to action news, to follow our ambulance up the avenue and catch a glimpse of all the suicide attempts and what we do in private since they won't let us put up a fence. And you wonder why I carry every gun under the sun, whether it's unloaded folk or an unregistered one. No bullet, you're so full of shit. This clip is so full of spit if I don't pull it. And don't give me no bullshit, I'm not in the mood. I just got in a feud in some parking lot with a dude over Kim, and she just slit both of her wrists over this shit. Don't tell me about the show business shit, I know what this is, bitch.
Cause you don't know me, I don't know you, so don't approach me. I won't approach you, and 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 don't approach
won't approach you, and don't insult me, I won't insult you. Cause you don't know what I will or I won't do. Cause you don't know me, and I don't know you. So don't approach me, I won't approach you, and don't insult me, I won't insult you. Cause you don't know what I will or I won't do.
This ain't business, this is personal, bitch. You don't know exhibit for shit. New school class dismissed. I had a very fucked up day, I'm needing this fit. Shutting motherfuckers up like they bleeding a fit. Yo, M, it's time to get serious with it. Time for everybody to feel it. Similar to the egg in the skillet. This is your brain on drugs. Exhibit brain on thugs. Ain't no neighborhood that's big enough to bang on us. Ain't no love lost, my niggas, relax yourself. I'm about to snatch it all and start spreading the wealth. To my niggas who never seen it, I mean it when I holler at the top of my lungs about my guns and my loved ones. Got tons of ammo, the crack your enamel. Changing the channel, played like a fucking piano. Riding slow through Cali like I'm riding a camel. Millionaire motherfuckers with the braids and the flannels. I feel like Tony Soprano, who do I trust now? Yeah. Just hit me on my teller, nigga, soon as I touch down. Spit lines and split spines just to get mine. Big behind bitches getting thick to spit shine. Sniff lines of coke, that's the only shit that make you dope. Bitch ass nigga that's dropping a soap. Get choked out and beat, put your head in a vice grip and turn to you motherfuckers, tell me
so
the right shit.
I gotta buy a whole block to myself, a front door with 12 locks, and have a bodyguard walk me out to my mailbox. And every time somebody makes a threat, run and tell cops. Fuck that, I protect myself with these 12 shots. And one in the chamber, gun in the waist, and one in the ankle, waiting for someone to come to my place, trying to walk up and knock. Like these cocksuckers are not gonna get a shotgun or a Glock shoved in their face. And it's a disgrace, Haley can't play with the toys in the front yard without you driving by, honking your horn, screaming some shit, leaning out your windows, beeping and shit, or pulling up in my drive like I won't leap in your whip. And so these kids tell their friends and relatives where I live, so my address ends up on the internet again. So then I do an interview with Spin, telling them that if someone comes to my crib, I'ma shove a gun in their ribs. And reporters blow it out of proportion. Oh, now he's pulling guns on his fans just for trying to stand on his porch. And I'm the bad guy cause I don't answer my door like, hey, hi, you guys want some autographs? Okay, form a straight line. Sometimes I feel like loading his rifle and climbing the roof at night and hiding outside to snipe you. It's not that I don't like you, it's just that when I'm not behind a mic, I'm a person who's just like you.
That's right, son.
When I look you in your eyes, I can see my own. Straight love manifested in flesh and bone. Use a breath of fresh air in this world of shit. You was born to be a soldier, don't ever forget. Hit back when hit, use force that's effective. All these bitches and women, son, please be selective. This is California, can't stick your dick in everything. We will survive necessarily by any means. No man ever hold you down or suppress you. It's the 90s, the police just arrest you. Disrespect you, on occasion take life. By the time you come of age, they probably blast on sight. It's a shame they protect them, but try to serve us. When your neck is on the line, stand ground and bust. In God we trust, but just in case, keep it loaded and locked, ready to rock and shake the spot, the foundation. Killers and drug dealers who forever smoke bud, so it's probably in your blood. Realize you can only run the streets so long, then the streets run you into the ground and gone. Kinda rough trying to teach you what's right from wrong. Same shit, different day, it's the same old song. If the time ever comes that I meet my match, get control of my assets, fuck starting from scratch. Take care of your mother, keep yourself on track. Just as niggas get behind you don't mean they got your back. Beware of the serpent, it's the time in life. The motherfucker will strike and try to make you lose sight. Don't be a fake motherfucker trying to keep shit real. Feel cassettes with idle threats with no guts to kill. Son, if you ever pull heat, then use it. If you got a chance to walk away, then do it. Total domination takes full concentration. In all situations, a solid foundation. Beginning of a new generation. I remember hospital hallway pacing. I was anxious as fuck to see your face shine, only to find that yours look like mine. So it's like I'm living twice at the exact same time. This life you can't press stop to press rewind. Gotta live to the fullest, never follow behind. No man, have your own plan, expand your mind. Ain't no paper thin game to raise wannabe thugs. This is nothing but love, be a satellite mugs. Take heed when it's your turn to bring new life. Make sure it's the woman you gon' make your wife. Be
prepare for the worst, but expect the best. No matter where life take you, come home to the West. Survival takes more than just cats and guns. That's worse to live by, from a father to a son. Foundation. Foundation.
Can't preserve life cause the vest wasn't thick enough. Teflon, napalm, homicide scenes. These are a few of my favorite things. But I ain't married, so ain't a damn thing popping. Only death, disease, and a whole lot of palm trees. Not only for mics, exhibit is a way of life until my death. So I celebrate success. Best of the best wouldn't test these waters with a yacht. Sending 16 shots across your parking lot. All up in your proximity, drinking Hennessy. Holding down ground like the Statue of Liberty. So nobody ever can rush my spot. In the torch they live, so why I'm worried about shit? It ain't where you're from, it's all about how you represent. Unfamiliar faces better know who you fucking with.
Eyes may shine, teeth may grit, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop frontin'.
Shit, eyes may shine, teeth may grit, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop frontin'.
I'm only coming through when it's time for collection. Exhibit forever nasty, spread like infection. Ain't no protection ever made by man to withstand this punishment. In other words, running shit. Keep your eyes wide, with the stallion's darker. I make papers and see my new cars that bar barking. If the price ain't right, then it's time to take flight. Let the beast go twice to make sure you see the light. Plus, I'm dreaded, not by the lights, but by the cops and flocks of females that only think what they watch. Like unlimited smoke, the bona fide cutthroat, Columbia necktie. Now, don't you look fly?
Don't you look fly?
I leave you there to be discovered by your mother, or maybe your brother, or your boxing boy lover. No matter your background, exhibit never back down. Be prepared for static and semi-automatics in your eyes. They shine, you see, they grip, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop running.
Eyes may shine, teeth may grit, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop running.
Everything that come around, go 360, longitude and latitude. It's all in the attitude. I'm in the mood to put a twist on things. Zibby here to rock the planet to the fat bitch scene. Shit is closer than you think, don't blink. It might be over in a matter of seconds. I like to say this off the record, but it's not. So I testify to the fact, crime mixed with the yak, make a hell of fine contact, and make it easy for a nigga to trip. Unload the whole clip or don't block this blip. Ain't no answer to the test you taking. Never move faking, can't be shaking from a solid foundation like this. Eyes may shine, teeth may grit, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop running.
Eyes may shine, teeth may grit, and all of that shit. And you still won't step, so what's next? All of a sudden, you ain't saying nothing.
You better unbuckle yourself, you need to stop running.
About the past, lower class, no clout, living hand to mouth. Each and every wrong move, the police keep count. Make it real fucking easy to get stretched out. I was at the funeral when it all began. You know the painful transition from a boy to man. Lost sight of my mother at the age of 9. Didn't understand death, nearly lost my mind. But see, life moves on and broke niggas can't change it. At age 10, new step family arrangement. At 13, started getting hair on my dick. And noticed me and my sister were getting treated like shit. I will forever be hit
with anything in reach. Then my father would proceed to go to church and preach about forgiveness, patience, all the shit that he lacked. Didn't jump when he shed and that ass got cracked. Physical contact was in the form of a slap. At the age of 15, exhibit now hit back. Courtesy of my stepbrother who taught me to scrap. Left the bitch on the ground with her eyes on black. Ran away from the house of Teresa and Nate into juvenile detention where I built up hate. I don't remember the day of the judicial debate, but legally I was now in custody of the state. And niggas wonder why I sit up in the club and drink, say what's up to exhibit and I still don't speak. Trying to contemplate the next move to make. Gotta find some way to release this hate. And niggas wonder why I sit up in the club and drink, say what's up to exhibit and I still won't speak. I'm trying to contemplate the next move to make. I gotta find some way, exhibit carried away. And that was worse than the treatment I was getting at home. Only now I was fucked up, plus all alone. My father talking all crazy to me over the phone. Turned 8-16, now on my own. Started running with cats who carry gas cause they had to. No hesitation, lock low, then blast you without a hassle. We in a town of hicks, fucking all these chicks. Selling rock by the bricks, so we feeling like we motherfucking Nino Brown. At the house when the motherfucking man touched down. Screaming demands, let me see your goddamn hands. ATF cause of handguns and contraband. Never kept it in the house, so of course we clown. Only found one pistol, took us all downtown. We be out by the end of the afternoon. Getting drunk on the strip, let the system boom. Who would assume Mr. QK would chill with wife? Tie your mat, caught bodies, now they spend their life behind bars. Catch the scars that will not heal. Niggas don't know the half about keeping it real. And niggas wonder why I sit up in a club and drink. Say what's up to exhibit and I still don't speak. I'm trying to contemplate the next move to make. I gotta find some way to release this hate. And niggas wonder why I sit up in a club and drink. Say what's up to exhibit and I still won't speak. I'm trying to contemplate the next move to make. I gotta find some way. Exhibit carried away. And niggas wonder why I sit up in the club and drink. Say what's up to exhibit and I still don't speak. I'm trying to contemplate the next move to make. I gotta find some way to release this hate. Like this. Always be aware of your surroundings and people all exit, then move to the next shit. Love no one that don't love you, and if this shit come down, do you know your way around? Yeah, realize it ain't about size or having gats and guns, because it only takes one. Handle your business, don't let your business handle you. It's a lot of motherfuckers trying to do what you doing right here, right now. Same color, same style, trying to claim worldwide and ain't travel but 1 mile. In these shoes, I pay dues with nothing to lose. Live by the rhyme, but I'ma die by the booze. Exhibit breaking niggas down who got something to prove. Here we are face to face, nigga, make your move. You in the wrong place, but at the right situation, cause I was waiting. Hiding in Satan, never perpetrated. I treat my enemies like friends, so I can reach out and touch, leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and Gin, ice cold Heinekens, and down for whatever skins. And in my city, you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand, your teeth grind like a clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends, too close, you might collapse from an overdose. I was raised to never follow after no man, to be my own man, so I can die by my own hand. And never know what the next day can bring, so I gotta make the ends justify the means. Yo, I'm on the scene here to do my own thing. Can't ever spend a lifetime chasing after dreams. I got the right shit for all the wrong reasons. As long as I'm breathing, niggas change like seasons. Never trust a man who can't look you in your eyes. Only the strong survive, and that's word to the wise. Yo, when dead bodies get outlined in chalk, everybody should walk, cause real killers don't talk. I ain't really concerned how many bridges you burn. I extinguish your flame and take aim at your brain, giving ligament pain to have you walking with a cane. Wanting money and fame, you got your fucking self to blame. Yeah, and that's West Coast Brown without no gimmicks. Hickam exhibits and breaking down like a chemic. I spray like an epidemic, and all good things come to an end. Enemies and friends, I treat my enemies like friends, so I can reach out and touch, leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and Gin, ice cold Heinekens, and down for whatever skins. And in my city, you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand, your teeth grind like a
clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends too close, you might collapse from an overdose. I don't give a fuck about the set you claim. Exhibit easily dispersed like crack cocaine. See, I lent my shotgun to Kurt Cobain, and the motherfucker never brought it back. As a matter of fact, this one nigga tried to jack my squad, had his ass on the run like track. Never knowing who to trust in this shit called rap. Here to let you know my sound surrounds like that. Never half-step or play the role like De Niro. Y'all niggas wasn't down when we had less than zero. Fuck trying to be a hero, trying to save some bitch. Mr. X to the Z, never play that shit. Yo, I treat my enemies like friends so I can reach out and touch, leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and Gin, ice cold Heinekens and down for whatever skins. Animosity you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand to teach grind like a clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends too close, you might collapse from a hurt.
Yeah, listen. I just wanna thank you for being around and patiently waiting and holding me down. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me. I just wanna thank you for being a fan and watching me grow from a boy to a man. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me.
You about to hear some words that you ain't probably heard. Well, all of these rappers pulling triggers and flipping birds. I know it sound absurd, cause they don't tell the truth. They prostitute to fucking contaminate the youth. But yet I'm guilty of the things I said above. No matter my faults, still continue to show me love. Nah, I ain't perfect, man, but yet I stay the same. I play chess, not checkers, but this is not a game. And this is not a song, and this is not a verse. It's not conceived, it's simulated, or been rehearsed. Spent the first half of my life thinking that I was cursed. Could have been hit with a hollow follow behind my hearse. That wasn't meant for me. I spent a decade making it what it's supposed to be. Hopefully brought you close to me. All these people approaching me don't even know the half. I could be facing life with X and signing autographs. Damn.
I just want to thank you for being around and patiently waiting and holding me down. It's easy to see with Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me. I just want to thank you for being a fan and watching me grow from a boy to a man. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me.
My son's 11 now, I got to see him grow, making his free throws the way he laughing at the show. Yo, he remind me of me when I was riding bikes. He gonna be taller than me, he got my mother's height. But yo, you know the difference between me and the mothers. They say you bug them when I call you my sisters and brothers. I could've missed it all, I could've dropped the ball. Mind of Metallica, motherfucker, me kill them all. I used to hustle raw, I used to run the streets. I used to hustle heats, I grinded all my beef. Most of my homies is gone, resting in peace. Some will never see release from custody or police but me. But now my little dude get to go to private school, and I can do the things my father couldn't afford to do. That's what it's supposed to do. This is from me to you. Support from you and yours. Thank you for getting me through. True.
I just want to thank you for being around and patiently waiting and holding me down. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me. I just want to thank you for being a fan and watching me grow from a boy to a man. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me.
We buried proof today. It really broke me up to see my brother in that casket. Man, what the fuck? Media made me angry. I had to soak it up. The future is fragile, never promised to none of us. Hitting so close to home, but what I focused on is how he lived, the lives he touched, the cornerstone. We never walk alone, although sometimes it seems the nightmares go hand in hand with living out dreams. So let me take this time from my struggle, my grind, to let you know that I appreciate you by my side. It's been a long ride, a lot of long nights, a lot of long flights, worth every sacrifice. A soldier of fortune, fearless, fighting a good fight. I never had a plan B, I never lost sight. That's why I hit the stage, that's why I killed a mic. It's for my fans, that's why I'm with Exhibit for life, right?
I just wanna thank you for being around and patiently waiting and holding me down. It's easy to see from Mr. X to the Z that without no you, there could be no me. I just wanna thank you for being a fan and
that without no you, there could be no me.
This is dedicated to the people that be hate me. And they still can't face me because they scared for their own safety. Mr. X to the Z. Holding it down like this. My big brother Jason. See you in a couple. My man Swift. My man Matt. Doing life. Mr. Kid. Can't hold everybody down. Liquid niggas coming through. Yeah. Got Swift, J-Ro, Reek, Tash,
King T.
My nigga, breaking it down. Got they, my man Craig, DJ Penn, Diamond G. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Time for the real niggas to step up from the West. Really hold it down. I'd like to send shout outs, but. I ain't got nobody.
When did you realize that it was that global?
When soccer moms coming up to me in wherever I am talking about Pimp My Ride. Yeah. Or telling me about their husband and their car that he had since the 60s. And
yeah, did people start asking you for car advice?
I don't think on the show. You never see me with one tool on the show. You saw me at the beginning and saw me at the end. You never saw me in the middle. Fixing nothing. What up, it's Mr. X to the Z Exhibit. I'm chilling right here with Hip Hop DX. Stay tuned, about to drop some jewels.
You know, just a little bar there.
Yeah.
It's funny because actually you were the first person I ever interviewed on a red carpet at Will Smith's Bright premiere.
Yes. And, yes, for Netflix.
Yeah, for Netflix. Yeah. And the question I asked you was, if your life was an exhibit, which three moments would you display for the world that were the most important? Mm-hmm. And your answer was your first child, getting kicked out of school, and getting a record deal.
Yeah.
So I want to take you to one of those moments as we go through your journey and get to where you're at now. Mm-hmm. When you first got that deal you signed, what was going through your mind? What did it feel like? Were you envisioning the future at that point?
I think about that time quite often because I was 19 years old. I was about to be a father. I was 3 months away from being a father. My son's mother was on house arrest because she had got caught with some fucking marijuana on a plane in Kentucky. So I was dealing with that too. And so I didn't know where I was going to provide for them or how I was going to provide for them because I'd been in the street. I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't doing anything. I was literally trying to survive. And so when I got the record deal, it wasn't even about, and I only got, look, it was $150,000 to sign my first record deal. And I only got 10% of that. So it was 15 grand, right? Got the 15 grand. And at the time, it felt like all the money in the world. Yeah. So I remember going and, you know, like going to see, you know, my son's mother and was like, yo, look, you know what I'm saying? It was just like a sense of relief. And then I think on top of that, what I realized was that this is an opportunity for me to continue and make money for my future and my family doing something that I loved. Mm-hmm. That was the opportunity. So that was what was going on in my mind at that time. You know, the fact that I had really gained the opportunity, not even had to do the work yet, but it was just, I had an opportunity that I never had before in my life.
And it's interesting because you said, you know, you said you never lived in fear before the cameras were on. Yeah. Were you scared before you got that deal because of all the things happening? At any moment, did you think it might not happen for you, or did you always have the belief that you would manifest to where you're
at? I had no intentions of being an artist before I was an artist. I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to, you know, draw bridges and shit and, you know, lugs and make mechanical things work together. You know, that's what I like to take things apart and put them back together. That was my shit as a kid, you know. So not until I got introduced to artists did I feel like this was viable for me, you know. once I got around the King T and the Alcoholics, that was like the first time I saw that as something that could possibly be for me. You know, they were first people I got around with record deals. Then I met Steve Rifkin, Rich Isaacson, all the Loud staff, you know, Matt Life, you know, like all these guys, you know, Scott Free, you know, everybody in the Loud office in New York, Ola, you know, all these people that kind of helped me learn the ropes, even though I was kind of novice in the industry, you know, teaching me how to write, you know, 16 bars and hooks and all that stuff. That was a big learning curve for me. That was like my college education. So that's kind of where I sat with it. And I never looked at it like a profession until I got into that company of people.
Was it the creating aspect of it that you loved in terms of like even architecture? Mm-hmm. Have you always been like a creative person and that's what kind of fulfills your drive?
My parents hated rap music. They were very religious. So like I had to be creative on how I even was a fan of the music when I was a kid, right? So they would always just destroy everything I had as far as CDs, tapes, when they found them, they'd break them. So the next best thing to listening to it is creating it yourself, right? So I started writing myself, you know, and just writing raps, because there was this kid at school named Tony, and he was like this redhead white kid, and he would fucking like recite people's raps off the radio, and like it would be a crowd of people and it'd be killing it. So I started writing my own raps. And then when I did my own shit in the circle, it was like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh shit, what is that? And so that was kind of like, you know, my introduction to actually writing myself, because my parents wouldn't let me listen to it. Mm. You know? So I loved it that much. Where I was like, it's not about the violence or the sex or no. It's like, look, that's not influencing me. What's influencing me is that how they put these motherfucking words together and make it look like a movie in your mind, and how it's dope to this rhythm, and how witty and how clever it is. And if you can comprehend what they're saying, then it's even more better. You know what I'm saying? It's better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I fell in love with it, you know? But I never looked at it like, oh shit, I'm gonna be this fucking platinum rapper and I'm coming to LA to rap. You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't get here like that.
Shout out to Tony.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of rapping in groups and with what's going on right now, the NBA just got suspended. Mm-hmm. But the NBA actually suspended one of your early group names, mm-hmm, with the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
I read somewhere that you got a cease and desist from the NBA.
We did.
When you got that letter, mm-hmm, what happened? How did you feel?
I was like, oh shit, we're doing something right. We were. It was me, Raskas, and Saphir. We were known as the Golden State Warriors, right? And at the time, Raskas and myself were Southern California's golden children when it came to, you know, going out and being from the battle rap underground scene, making a lot of noise nationwide. Saphir was definitely our counterpart. We dug Saphir, and there was no Northern Southern California connection at the time, but you know, Saphir stood out from where he was from too. And so all together we was like, oh, we gotta be a group, you know? And so we did that, and we called ourselves the Golden State Warriors, and we started getting a lot of heat, like, oh my God, you guys are a super group. And so then, you know, we got the letter at Loud, because we kept putting out music under that label, and it was just freestyle stuff. We had to even put an actual project out, and it was like, yo, you better fucking quit. You know what I'm saying? Like Golden State is like, okay, bro, like, yeah, we like you, but not that much. You know? Like, so get off our shit.
Yeah.
So then we changed it to the Golden State Project. Okay. Yeah.
What's the status of that? Will we ever see the songs that you guys had come out that were unreleased?
Okay, so here's the deal. 2020 brings us to the 20th year anniversary of Restless.
Yeah.
We released it in 2000 on December 12th. And so I just, I don't know if I should even be saying this, but, you know, I just got with Sony, the parent company, Columbia Records, mm-hmm, the parent company, to put out the album. And we have come to an agreement to re-release the album. And so they actually just sent me all the masters.
Wow.
And there are some Golden State songs on there that were never released. There's this one song called The Big Picture. And it's me, Raz, and Saphir, and it's just, it's, you can, as soon as the beat comes on, you can, it takes you right back to that time. Because it's just really, really dope to hear that, you know, all of us together in our youth, mm-hmm. you know? And so we have plans to release that December 12, 2020. And so we have this whole year to, like, compile all these things and release that on December 12th. And I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm a pack rat, but not like the, like, Buried Alive pack rat, like Discovery Channel A&E pack rat. my shit's organized, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I got all of my original lyrics that from my first album to this last one, handwritten. I kept all of my shit.
Wow.
Right, so I actually have the Restless lyrics. And what I'm gonna do is make a table book, coffee book. What is that? What the fucking call them?
Coffee table book. Yeah, there it is.
It was somewhere in there.
You know? You had the words that you used.
But anyway, I'm gonna print out all the lyrics, handwritten the way they are on paper, with all the mistakes, doodles, phone numbers, whatever the fuck's on that paper is gonna be in the book. So we're gonna compile all the stuff, and I have a bunch of videos from back then. Right, just like I used to always walk around with the big ass camcorder. Right, so we're gonna put all that stuff together. December 12th, 2020. We're gonna put all of that stuff together and put it out, re-release it on the Restless album. And Golden State was a big part of that. I really love working with my brother Saphir, my brother Raz, and I feel like we grew up together. You know what I'm saying? And to be adults now and look at each other, and you know, like, we survived some shit and we did some really good stuff for the culture.
Well, Restless, I was going to ask, it just feels like there was a really special energy at that time. And I know how important that album was, not only to your career, but you've talked about how much it meant to you personally. And in that caption, when you posted the picture, you said Dre actually saw the Restless tattoo on your neck. And that's where the album name came from.
Yeah. But
where did the tattoo come from? What inspired the Restless on your neck?
Mr. Cartoon did most of my ink. Only got one or two that I regret not going to Mr. Cartoon for, but he did most of the more important pieces, right? So, like I said, it's a great adjective for my character. Like, I get up tired, I go to sleep tired, I move, you know, and I don't like dealing with excuses. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I'm always moving, and I never ask anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. So I guess that kind of energy is different than the kind of energy where people say hustle. Hustle is different. People hustle other people. You know what I'm saying? But restless is when you have an energy that is centered around success. You know what I'm saying? Where you don't want to wait around. I always say this phrase, procrastination is like masturbation. You're fucking yourself, you know? So I don't like to wait. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this culture that we live in now where you want to get something done and you need other people to work with you. And I emailed them. I'm waiting on an email back. Motherfucker, pick up the fucking phone and say something. You got a voice. Use it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't hit you back, it's weird because I can be aggressive sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But... Yeah. It's in the spirit of getting things done. And I think that's where Restless came from.
Taking you back even before that time, but on the same thing of, like, advice and mottos and, you know, we had Royce in here recently, and he was talking about, when I asked him about the early Dre studio sessions, he said Dre would bring them to the crib, him and Eminem, and show them every room in the studio and say, it's easy to make money. The hard part is keeping it. And he told that to Kendrick on To Pimp a Butterfly as well. So I just want to see how consistent Dre is with his advice. When you were with him early on, did he tell you the same thing when he was in the house?
Absolutely. I think Dre has given me some of the most influential and important guidance when it comes to my experience in the industry, period. You know, I think he's given me some of the most poignant and valuable advice. You know, and he gives a shit about where I am and what I'm doing, and considered one of my really good friends, because you only have a few.
Yeah.
You have a lot of associates, but not many people that really give a fuck about you, right? And that's not a bad thing, because you know, by nature humans are selfish. You know, it's self-preservation. You know, it's kind of in our thing. But when you start making choices that benefit people around you, and people that are going to not only just gain money from you, but gain some type of life experience and be able to enhance their own lives, if possible, that's valuable to me. And he's been that for me. He's been not just a mentor, but he's been a role model, you know, where I come from a place where I didn't have many, you know. And so the fact that he takes an interest in what I've been able to accomplish and feels validated and proud because of the things that I've been able to accomplish makes me feel really good. And that's where the relationship it stays.
You know? And I mean, you've done so much for him on the other side too. I feel like it was a mutually beneficial relationship, and there's not that many on that.
I want to bring something to the table as far as Dr. Dre's world or universe, because he's bigger than one.
these people you looked up to?
There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected.
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Off the Hour, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are 4 days into the month of August. We are broadcasting from unceded Mohawk and Anishinaabe territory. You are tuned into The Avalanche, a special presentation of CKUT's Spoken Word Department. The Avalanche seeks to cover issues affecting those with disabilities. On today's show, part two of an interview with members of the Canadian chapter of T1 International, discussing the state of insulin in Canada.